It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Oklahoma's energy industry needs skilled, educated workers. KWGS reporter Matt Trotter takes a look at the governor's plan as it was discussed last week at the third annual Governor's Energy Conference.
We have to have a highly skilled, educated workforce to take care of our energy jobs.
Oklahomans hear these words often, most recently from Governor Mary Fallon at last week's energy conference in Tulsa. They're not often accompanied by a plan, however, because the problem is complex. But a group of the state's top figures in education sat down at the conference for a panel discussion on the topic. First, some unsurprising problems.
We worry about oil spills out of pipelines, but we have a huge human oil spill out of our educational pipeline.
That's State Secretary of Education and Workforce Development Robert Summers. Poor outcomes in K-12 education are handicapping Oklahoma students who want to work in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields, which cover practically every energy job. This human oil spill also includes promising students who aren't interested in energy careers. The resulting shortage of qualified workers troubles companies, says Oklahoma City University President Robert Henry.
Average energy employees tend to be in their 45 to 49 year range, and historically retirements have been somewhat early in the industry, at about 55. So that's pretty scary.
Of course, there are potential solutions in use now. Almost half of college freshmen need remedial coursework. Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis says his institution makes sure educational gaps, especially in math, are filled.
What we're doing now is intervening earlier, testing the students when they come in, and if we don't think they're ready, we get them ready.
There are also the obvious partnerships Oklahoma universities form with companies to prepare students for energy industry work. Things like OU's ConocoPhillips School of Geology and Geophysics, or OSU's Chesapeake Energy Natural Gas Compression Training Center. And schools are developing more programs for specialized jobs. The Oklahoma Energy Resources Board went a step further. The agency has K-12 curricula in 95% of Oklahoma school districts in an effort to get students interested in energy careers as early as possible. Board Chairman Tim Munson.
Each of these curricula is age-appropriate and emphasizes the importance of math, science, and computer technology, and how important they are in the oil and gas exploration industry.
Now for a surprising problem with no clear solution. See Michael Ming, a manager with General Electric, speaking in an earlier session at the conference.
Women today make up almost 50% of the workforce. In the engineering field, they only make up 11% of the workforce. That's a gross underrepresentation and a challenge to companies.
The issue was posed to the panel for discussion. Hargis says targeted recruitment will help.
If you look at law school or med school or vet school or any of those, women are usually the majority now. So we've got to use the same approach that we've used in those disciplines to get more women involved.
Robert Summers' view is that early interventions need to be made so little girls interested in science and engineering grow up to be scientists and engineers.
There just aren't that many role models, and so we have to be very thoughtful about how we present the energy industry and engineering in particular as a fascinating, exciting place.
Robert Henry didn't talk about how the industry might attract more women, so we'll end with a surprising solution for the lack of skilled workers: immigration reform.
We need to welcome talented people into this country. We need their skills, particularly in engineering and in math, where all these other countries are doing better than we are.
Whatever the problems and solutions are, it's clear state leaders are committed to the energy industry for the foreseeable future. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
7:39, traffic and weather in 10. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.